Chaybus al Vavos. Chaybus al Vavos. Sunday night. We're restarting Chaybus al Vavos. Men's Shir. Shar Chesh ben HaNefesh. We're in the middle of. And we're up to Perek 3, where he gives you 30 things to think about. In the world of the Chaybus al Vavos, Chesh ben HaNefesh does not mean what it classically means, to go at the end of the day and make a cheshbon of your mitzvahs and your averus and where you're holding in life. It's think about things. Cheshbon ha-nefesh means the nefesh should be choshev, should think, should make cheshbonos, should think about things. Don't be dead, don't be static. Think, always think. And in this parak, he gives you 30 things to think about. There's hundreds more, he says. But I'm giving you 30, you know, tein l'chocham v'yech kamod. And you want a mitzvah, you want to go in the street, and you're not holding by thinking about the Shmaitzah, you're not holding by thinking about the Shvera Rambam you just learned, you're not holding by Chazering Mishnayos Baal Peh. So you want a mitzvah, think about the things that the Chavis HaLovus tells you to think about. And you get a very, very big mitzvah. It's Mamish Avoidus Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Avos Hashem, everything. So we're up to number 19 out of 30. And in the text that we're using, Rav Kapach, is page Reish Samach, the top of page Reish Samach. The Oifen Tisha Asar, the 13th Oifen of 19, what did I say? Whatever I said, doesn't matter, 19. Oifen number 19, Cheshbono im Nafsho, this is what a person should think about. Batzolos Hashem Yisroma v'yishader also, mipigei ha'olam v'yisurov. Umine machlos b'nei odom bo, umine ha'oros v'hatzoros. Now this is very gruesome. Avigdor Miller says, and I'm sure, I'm going to say over now something that Avigdor Miller says. And now that I'm learning this 19th cheshbon, in the cheshbon ha'nefesh, paragimel of Shah cheshbon ha'nefesh, of the cheshbon ha'lovus, I see this is number 19. Rabbi Avigdor Miller says in many places, in his tapes, this, some people are born without arms. It's not fear. So we're going to put aside the issue of fearness. Kelamuna may know, well, no such thing as not fear. But we'll put that aside. That's not part of this cheshbon. But what's the purpose? There's two questions. What's the purpose? Why was this person created without arms? Not piton. Everybody else has no arms. Ooh. Oh boy, I have to interrupt. Kavod HaTorah, I have to say Shalom Aleichem. That's a Peretz Steinberg from America. Ooh.
Hey, how
are
you
doing? Are you on the water there in America?
Where I am is on the water.
Okay.
Of course, I can't get gas.
Shalom, well, it's great to see you. Well,
it was
Shalom.
Lovely.
Okay. Well, a COVID. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
I heard it was on the shore. It came running.
No, I'm sorry to disappoint you. So Peretz Steinberg, he's in Queens. He's a big Masada Gittin. And a good guy. He has a business there. Okay, so Avigdor Miller says that the purpose of creating people without legs, without arms, and are blind is so that you, when you go in the street and you see such a person, you should build up an appreciation. Unfortunately, we don't appreciate that we have arms. Right? When is the last time you thanked Hashem for your arms? I would dare say that you have never, Chas V'Shalom, maybe you did. But most people have never thanked Hashem for their noses. You know. In fact, you'd laugh if I say you have to thank. Did you have to thank Hashem for your nose? You start laughing. But if you learn Shara Bechina and you start discovering what a nose does for you, so you'll dance in the street like a breslover, and you'll thank Hashem for your nose. Now you go in the street and you see someone who was in a car accident and he lost his nose and he has a plastic surgeon put a piece of plastic there, but can't do anything, it's plastic. So you appreciate. So that's what the this cut. Now, if you're bothered by, but why should he suffer? But it's not fair. Why should? So that's like, so to speak, why Hashem did it. Like, why should he suffer so that you could, you know, he gets schar. And you can make a case that the schar, if people would do that, if I would see a blind person and think about my eyes and thank Hashem for my eyes, and he gets that schar because he was the ma'irer, me, arguably I can make a case that if I would sit with a calculator, I would rather be blind my whole life and get the schar nitzchi of helping people in Ruchnius than being able to see for 120 years. So 120 years you could see, big deal. I could live without seeing. But the schar nitzchi of helping people steig in Ruchnius, that's ain't self. So you can make a case for that. So it's not really unfair, Bechlau. But okay, we'll put that aside, even, which I don't know why we should put it aside. We'll put it aside. So this brings out another aside. This has nothing to do with the cheshbon. This cheshbon is this point that you should think about people who don't have eyes, think about people who lost all their money. When you're not happy that they did. I'm not telling you to gloat or pat yourself on the back and say, ha ha ha, he lost all his money, I must be a tzaddik because I didn't lose all your money. But think of the pogoim in the world. You know, there's a whole perek in Tehillim called Shir El HaPogoim. Yeshim Seisav Elyo is called Shir Shel Pogoim, where you thank Hashem for saving you from all. Look around what goes on in the world, and it's also the Eibishter, and it's also Chesed and Rachamim and Toiv. But people lose their, look around, people lose their money, people have dysfunctional lives, they have dysfunctional families, they have dysfunctional lives, their kids are unfortunately born not healthy, and you're supposed to use that. And everybody could, because someone who was like that could look at someone else and say, yeah, but you know, his family was killed in a car accident. You're supposed to look at things in the world and say that this, and be thankful that it did not happen to you. That's cheshbon number 19. Rabbi Victor Miller says it a few times throughout his tapes, and for sure that's this. And he says, like, that's why, that's the purpose. The purpose of a blind man, someone's born blind, is so that people who are not blind should use that person to give thanks to Hashem, to appreciate their eyes, to give shevach v'hodah, shar ha'bechina type stuff, etc., 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 to say pekei achivrim every morning with kavona. Parenthetically, it's not fair, he said. So first of all, I said, I'm not so sure it's not fair. If you had a calculator, you might want to be blind. But everybody's laughing, you don't want to be blind. So there's another yesod that the Chavis Halvavah says in the Hakdama to Shar HaBechina. And that is, my good friends, you're not entitled to anything. You can only talk about something being unfair if you're entitled to it. And you didn't get it, so it's unfair. I assume I'm supposed to have eyes. Everybody has eyes. So I'm also supposed to have eyes. So if I don't have eyes, I can see, so I say it's not fair. But the Hakushim may Karolasa. It's based on a wrong premise. Who said you're supposed to have eyes? You're just entitled to eyes? You did something that entitles you to eyes? That's what you get as a, you worked for your eyes, and now you get schar your eyes, and you say, how come I don't have eyes? It's not fair. You're not entitled to have eyes. You go into your car, turn on your car, and in months I used to have a car. I used to have two cars, neither of which worked. That's what you call yeshivish cars. One by my house, one was parked by my house, one was parked by my mechanic's house. That was a joke. You go in the morning, it doesn't start. The winter, once it gets cold, you know, once it hits below zero or below five, the car doesn't start, it doesn't turn over. Who says it's supposed to? That was my nechama. I'm only expecting it to start, so I feel like, oh no, it's not fair. Like, my car doesn't start when it's below five, that's all. Like, who says it should? And this is what the Chavis Halvavah says in the Hakdama to Shara Bechina. He says the reason he wrote Shara Bechina is because people feel they don't give thanks to Hashem for the things in their lives, because it's much more than just biology. It's their lives, it's the fact that they're alive, and the fact that they're Jews, and the fact that they're living in Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that they have a family, and the fact that they go to Rabbi Milanowitz a shir. Okay, I know, I'm stretching it now, okay. But he says, the reason people don't give thanks to Hashem is because they feel entitled. That's what he says in the Hagdamah to Shabbachina. They feel entitled to things. And there's no, that's not logical. You have, there's no logical reason why a person should feel, a person is not entitled to anything. We are born, we're not entitled to, forget about being born. That's already step three. If you would live as a rock, and you would be part of the Bria that is here, L'Kavod Hashem. We don't know how a rock in the street is here, L'Kavod Hashem. But you can be sure it is, because Hashem didn't create anything for no reason. Everything is here for a reason. So maybe you would be a rock, or a koichav, but you wouldn't be alive. You're not even entitled to exist. So your very first thanks to Hashem is that you exist. Then that you're living. And then that you're a person. You could be an animal. Then that you're a Jew. I mean, by the time you're up to your organs and your body, you should be exhausted from giving thanks. We don't even know what these words mean. But there's so many words. And anachnu maspikim lahodos l'cha Hashem elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu al achas me elef alfei alofim v'ribei revovos pa'amim atovos. Really, it's real. Anyway, that's the teretz. This is all a parenthetical remark. That's why you can't say it's not fair. But l'mai said, why doesn't it ask? What's the purpose? Everything Hashem does is for a purpose. So Miller says, and that's why I understand number 19 so well. The purpose is that other people should look at him and appreciate their eyes, and appreciate and give thanks, and then hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eyes. That's number 19. And it's more. And Yisurim and Machlos, you hear about someone, Rachmana Litzlan, a tragedy? You're supposed to think, this is what the Chavis HaVavah says, it's not pleasant. But he's teaching us, you should think that way, there's nothing wrong. Adarabi, you're supposed to think that way. That didn't happen to me. Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem, I'm alive. What happened to him could have happened to me, no reason why not. I don't have a special, like, Shemira, like, oh, that can't happen to me, it happened to him, you know. I don't go on the two bus. I don't have to thank Hashem, I wasn't blown up yesterday. I don't go on the two bus at 8 o'clock at night. People are silly, they hear about a terrorist attack, go Baruch Hashem, I don't go on the 19 bus. I don't go on the 19 bus. No, for sure people think that way. They go like that, they gave me, I don't go on the 19 bus. You think people don't think that way? You're laughing at me. 1,000%, that's what people's minds are. When they hear about a terrorist attack, they go, they don't want to be scared. They don't want to do cheshbon number 19. You're supposed to say, thank you Hashem, that I didn't get blown up. That I don't get blown up. But people are scared. Why? Because they don't want to feel. They don't want to feel that it's shayach to them. They don't want to feel. People don't want to feel that they're totally in the Eibishter. Not just my doctor. Nobody wants to. People want to feel that they're in control of their lives. They don't want to feel like puppets. And Hashem is, they don't want to feel that way. They don't, because that makes them feel very insecure. Really, that's the biggest security. Because I'm beyond Hashem. Hashem's taking care of me. That's the security. But anyway, that's, it's a difficult cheshbon. We don't like to hear it. It's like, if someone would say this, they would say, it's very radical. You hear about someone, a tragedy, you're supposed to say, thank you Hashem. There's no reason why it didn't happen to me. It could have happened to me. It could happen to me tomorrow. Like, you know? Thank you. You're supposed to feel thanks to Hashem that it didn't happen to you. That's how you're supposed to use such news. That's what you're supposed to do with all the tzoras in the world. You're supposed to use to thank Hashem that it's not happening to you. That's number 19. Okay, we'll continue.